The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson with KGLA Algona and Jake Bourgeois with the Dyersville Commercial. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
All right. Thank you, Senator. The last week you said you expected another extension of the farm bill to be passed as opposed to another five-year bill. I guess maybe talk about why you think that, and also what are the delays this year? Why can't things get done? Is it with the election going on, or are there other factors preventing this from getting to a vote?
Well, the House Agriculture Committee was able to move a piece of legislation and do it bipartisan, and what they did in their bill, if we could do it in the Senate bill, but Democrats don't want to go this far, it would increase support prices by 20% to reflect the inflation in farming operations since 2018. That would be inflation in machinery parts, diesel, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and interest, and maybe a lot of other things. And the Senate Democrats don't want to go that far. And that's what's keeping the bill from moving. We will have a one-year extension. So there will be some protection, but it won't be adequate protection for the farmers, particularly with prices at our local elevator of about 370 to 375. They haven't been that low for 4 or 5 years. Jake.
Yeah, just a quick follow-up on that. Getting that extension done, what does that look like, I guess, as far as when are those votes expected for some of those procedural votes that you need to get done before everybody leaves for...
Generally, Jake, it's non-controversial, so we don't expect any problems. I expect it'll be part of what we call a continuing resolution, which when we don't have the appropriation bills done, we allow government to spend at the rate they are the last fiscal year. We expect this week for the House of Representatives to get that process going. And I think that the extension of the farm bill would be part of that. In other words, I don't think it'll be brought up as a separate piece of legislation. Brian?
Yeah, Senator, last week you joined Senator Ertz in trying to get some more information about a Des Moines woman, Chris Legazano, who's been missing in Mexico. Have you gotten any updates on her status down there? Have you gotten anything from the government on that?
We don't have any update. I'm sorry. I wish we did, because I'm sure that family and friends would like to have know what the situation is there. And Mexico is kind of a dangerous situation. I wouldn't advise people to go there, but maybe people feel safe going there. But I hope we can get that information, and I hope the person is safe. Jake.
As we're talking now, 2 days away from the anniversary of 9/11. What sort of goes through your mind, even after all these years at this point, when that anniversary comes around every year?
What goes through my mind is what went on that day. It was unbelievable that that could be happening. And when I first heard about it, you thought it was an airplane accident. Then through the course of the day, you found out it was terrorists wanting to destroy symbols of America's greatness, the finance area, the political area, the defense area. And we never want that to happen again. And it was very chaotic until you found out what was actually going on, and was chaotic for the rest of that day. And it had great influence on what went on in Washington, D.C. for the rest of that year. Brian, you're the next one.
All right. Tomorrow's the debate between Vice President Harris and former President Trump, I guess. Is there anything you look for during those debates? Do you watch, I guess? Is there anything of substance that you're looking for tomorrow night?
I hope that Harris will be asked why she hasn't talked to the press, only one news conference, when Trump has several press interactions all on a regular basis. I'd like to know what she, why, since she was czar at the border and on immigration, why they didn't close down the border. I want to know if she, when she casts her deciding vote for what we call the act to help with the pandemic, which only 9% of it went for the pandemic, it brought about the 9% inflation that is still going to be with us the rest of our life, even if inflation gets down to zero. That 20% that we've had since then is going to be with us the rest of our life. And I'd like to have her explain why she cast the deciding vote in favor of that. Jake, you got the last question.
So last week it was, there were documents released about planned Iranian possible assassination attempts. What was sort of your reaction when you saw those initial documents, and what are you sort of hoping to see sort of in the weeks to come here?
Yeah, we've asked a lot of questions because we got reason to think that Iran is playing quite a role here in the safety of some of our political leaders. And I don't have those answers yet, but I'm conducting oversight to make sure federal agencies are properly investigating threats to individuals on both sides of the aisle. My staff is still in direct contact with the FBI and the Department of Justice, and I'm glad agencies are engaging with me directly, and I look forward to receiving those responses to my oversight questions. And if you want to get back with me when we get some of those responses, I'd be glad to talk to you, Jake. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thanks, Brian and Jake, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.